Good morning and happy Advent and Merry Christmas, and I hope your decorations are up or soon to be up. I love this time of the year. This is just great, and these decorations are absolutely beautiful, and it's so exciting. It is good to be here in God's house to worship God any time of the year, but especially now, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus and as we look forward to his second coming. So it's good to be here. It's good to be here with family. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we give you thanks for this place, for each other. We give you thanks for loving us. In spite of us, God, you loved us. And while we were yet sinners, you died for us. Thank you, Lord. And we are here today to give you our thanks, to worship you and to praise you. We are here today to say to the whole world, to our neighbors and friends and family and coworkers, that we go to church. We go to church because we are your children called by your name. So we pray that what we do here today is pleasing unto you and life-changing through us to the world around us. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill us with your love, one for the other, and especially with love for you. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
Amen.
And the peace of Christ be with you.
Also with you.
Let's pass that peace of Christ to our neighbors.
Good morning, church. As you make your way back to your seats, I offer a warm welcome to all present, and especially our visitors this morning. Do we have any visitors? Any visitors this morning? Okay, I see. Our ushers will come forward and bring you a packet of information if you'd like, or if you'd like to get that on your own. They are on the Shepherd's Crook immediately outside the door. Please sign the red registration sheet that is in the red folder located at the end of your pew. Pass it to others in your pew and then bring it back to the center aisle. If you have a prayer request this morning, complete the 3x5 index card that you will find in that red folder, and then put that in the clear holder that is the end of the pew, and the ushers will bring it forward for the pastor. Our memory verse for the month of November has been printed and is printed at the top front page of your bulletin. Join me now as we recite the book, chapter, and verse twice through. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We have a variety of announcements, and I will highlight a few. Our Christmas season is here, is upon us, and our church will be ringing in the season, participating in the Salvation Army Kettle Drive. And our church has volunteered to ring the bell at the Giant Eagle in the North Huntington Complex. We have the day of Tuesday, December 13th, and after announcements, I will be passing. We still have, it looks like, two slots, 1 to 2 p.m. and 5 to 6 p.m. So hopefully, if you haven't signed up, you can find it in your heart and in your schedule to sign up for our Salvation Army bell ring. As a reminder, today is the last day to order Christmas poinsettias. Order forms are in the bulletin, and if you don't have one in your bulletin, they are on the table in the narthex. That's the reminder that today is the last day for Christmas poinsettias. And today is also the last day to bring in your items for Operation Reindeer. So if you had wanted to participate in that outreach ministry, items for Operation Reindeer are due today. Now, Diane has a few announcements.
We still have those stylus pens for sale, but we've added something to our Christmas gift table out there. There are some very nice desk. They're calendars for 2017 and flip it over for 2018, and they're filled with little post-it notes, both the strip ones and the square ones. It makes a great gift, and it's only $5, and it already comes with a box. And the box has a fake bow on it, so maybe you could even get away with that. But they are out in the narthex, and Ethel's going to handle for both of those. So it's $5 for these and $2 for the pens. I also want to say a quick thank you to everyone who came and helped to make our church beautiful last week. We were cleaned up and out of here before 3 o'clock, and that's after we ate. So I want to thank everybody. Hopefully the same people or some extras will be around in January when we have to put it away. All right, thank you.
We have the candle walk. December 2nd, Friday night, December 2nd, we have the cookie tour in the community. At the same time, the ministerium is sponsoring the candle walk, and we will meet at the Presbyterian Church at around 5 o'clock. There'll be some refreshments. At that time, we will hand out candles to our parishioners, as all the other churches will for their parishioners. We'll hand out these electric candles. And then, after a brief skit at the Presbyterian Church, we'll all walk in a big group down Main Street to the arch, where there'll be another presentation. And after that, we'll walk down to the Christmas tree at the bank, where the final presentation, which will be done by us, will take place. We'll be singing Christmas carols along the way and at each stop. Just a good time to get out and pull the community together. You are all invited. Invite your friends and your families and meet together at the Presbyterian Church around 5 o'clock on December 2nd, Friday. Please remember that. Again, there's all those other announcements and the two more slots to fill up for that, ringing the bells for the Salvation Army kettle. You can do it in tandem with somebody, too. You don't have to do it by yourself. You can get a group of people to show up for an hour and do that. So two spots left. Thank you.
Sure. And certainly lots of activities going in on the life of our church. And two final announcements, one from our Nurture Committee. If you happen to read your December newsletter, there was mention that a gingerbread house would be the gingerbread party, the gingerbread making that we've done the last number of years, had been scheduled for next Sunday, December 4th. And unfortunately, that will be canceled. So there will be no gingerbread house making this Christmas season. And then our final reminder, we do have a coffee hour. We have are starting a new tradition, coffee hour, each Sunday during Advent, especially a time for us to warm our hearts, fill our tummies, and share in fellowship during this wonderful time of Advent. And I would now ask that you turn your hearts and minds to our worship. Please stand and follow under the heading of Call to Worship in your bulletin. Please turn to page 845 for Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Jerusalem is built as a city and is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to give thanks to the name of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For the sake of my relatives and friends, I will say, "Peace be within you."
For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good.
Please remain standing and join me for our unison prayer as printed in your bulletin. Merciful God, you sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation. Give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may celebrate aright the commemoration of the Nativity, and may await with joy the coming in glory of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please remain standing and turn to page 211 in your red hymnal for our first hymn this morning, O Come, Emmanuel.
Thank you. Today we begin our celebration of Advent. On these four Sundays leading up to Christmas, we will rejoice in the great gift that is ours in Jesus Christ. To help us celebrate, we will be lighting the candles of the Advent wreath. The candles signify that Jesus is the light of the world. The evergreens remind us that he is life and brings us life. All these are arranged in a circle because life in Christ has no end. Each Sunday, we will light an additional candle. Then on Christmas Eve, we will light all the candles, including the center one, the Christ candle. As we do, we will rejoice that Christ has come to us. He is Emmanuel, God with us. On this first Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of hope. Hope is our assurance that God will finish all he has started. Hope is our confidence that he will do all he has promised. All the promises of God are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He is our hope today and forever. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. We will now sing Until Jesus Comes.
La, 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 la. Okay, cool. Hey, who loves us? Jesus loves us bunches and bunches. Who's, all these decorations and everything, whose birthday are we celebrating? Jesus' birthday, yep. Over 2,000 years ago. Wow, it's a long time. We celebrate his birthday all the time. Just can't get enough, I'll tell you. It's good stuff. Hey, you know that there's always surprises. You know what a surprise is? What's a surprise? Something that you don't know is going to be happening. Yes, that's a surprise. When it happens, all of a sudden you're like, wow. Okay, you didn't expect that. You didn't expect it. Now, surprises can be all kinds of shapes and sizes. Surprises can be good and bad and funny and nice and just all kinds. Here, I have something here. Close your eyes. Okay. Keep your eyes closed. Reach in that bag. Take out one. Okay. Okay. Now you can look at it. See. The Tootsie Pop sucker. I just love those things. And what about all three of you guys? You all got cherry. How'd you do that? There's different kinds in here. Huh, pretty cool. Well, that was a surprise to me that you all picked cherry. But there's all kinds of surprise. I got another surprise for you. Okay, I need you to close your eyes. I want you to close your eyes too. Close your eyes back here. Everybody close your eyes. Okay, you can open your eyes now. See, surprises. Some surprises are just funny. Sometimes they're just a real hoot. You'd look good in this, Eric.
I would.
You would. Yes, indeed. Got this from Kennywood many, many, many years ago. And I keep it around to remind me that the Bible says we are to be fools for Christ. Yep. So that's a surprise. The Bible also tells us that Jesus is coming back and that we don't know when. And that will be the greatest surprise of all when Jesus shows up. Big surprise. Now, until that day, we have to get ready. We have to study the Bible. And we have to pray and come together as a church. Wait for that day when Jesus comes back. But we don't know what day it'll be. What we do know is what we talk about every Sunday. This we know. It's no surprise that Jesus loves us. Amen? Amen. That's right. Jesus loves us bunches and bunches. So, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for good surprises in our lives. And we thank you that you are with us even when the surprises aren't good. We know we can always depend on you because you love us. We ask you now to be with our friends and family as they go through their surprises. For we ask all this in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen. Okay.
Thank you, choir. Our word of God this morning will be taken from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Hear Paul's words. Besides this, you know what hour it is, how it is full time now for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone. The day is at hand. Let us then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves becomingly as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. And as we heed Paul's words, I would now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Dear Heavenly Father, Advent, Christmas, giving and receiving. Lord, it's like that with you every day. You have blessed us so much. And so now, God, we give back unto you these tithes and these offerings. And they represent our very lives, all that we have and all that we are. And we thank you for all that. And we give with a cheerful heart. And we ask, God, that you would pour out your Spirit and that you would bless and multiply these offerings and use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please be seated.
If you have been blessed in any way whatsoever, if you have seen others blessed, if you have had prayer answered, well, let me put it this way. If you have any reason to give God glory, just raise your hand. And for all of our blessings, we say, praise the Lord. We're also going to do about the same thing for our concerns. There were a couple that were mentioned to me, the King family. Penny's grandmother died yesterday, and Mary has a heart condition. But if you have a concern for yourself or for someone else, if you have a concern about some situation, whether it's personal or somewhere in the world, a burden on your heart, if you have any fear, loneliness, any ache or pain, I want you to just raise your hand and give that to God right now for yourself or for someone else. And we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we've gathered together here in the name of Jesus, and where two or more are gathered together in his name, there is he in the midst of them. Welcome, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. And we pray, Lord God, that we use those blessings that you've given us in order to be a blessing to others, so that they too will come to know the love of Christ. And God, we lift up to you all of our concerns. We cast all our cares upon you because you care for us, it is written. And we believe, God, help our unbelief. We lift up into the light and love of your presence all of those burdens upon our hearts, concerns for ourselves, concerns for our family, our marriages, our children, finances and health, work, school and play, for church, concerns about situations all over the world, victims of earthquakes and forest fires and storms, drought, disease, wars. The signs are among us, Lord. Time is growing short. So we lift up into the light and love of your presence all of these concerns. For we know that you're greater than any problem that any of us has. You are the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And God, we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I would just like to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for your prayers and concern for my friend Bill. He is, after a couple months, finally home, and being the crazy, stubborn old man that he is, plans on coming back to work this week. We'll see what happens. But I just wanted to thank you for all of your prayers and thank God for blessing him and his family that he could come home. So, thank you.
So Kelly wanted to thank everybody for praying for Bill, and I wanted to share with you that Bill is coming home, and God answers prayer. Our scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 through 44. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. Let us hear this word of the Lord. But about that day or hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was written, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would have not let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Grant us understanding. This is the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. You know, part of getting ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ, part of getting ready is to be a good steward. You know, we have to use the things that we have wisely for the sake of the kingdom, for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is what the Bible says to do, to be wise and righteous stewards. All of the things that we have, our time, our talents, our money, our possessions, clothes, food, home, car, all of that should be used daily for the glory of God. It tells us in the Bible that we should bring our tithes and our offerings into the storehouse, which is this place, which is the church. So being a good steward is a very important way of preparing for the second coming of Jesus Christ. I got something for you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Now, those very cheap, expensive gifts, just one way I like to say Merry Christmas. And every Sunday in Advent, I hand out about 4 gifts per service. And if you've already received one and I go to give you one, don't take it, okay? Say, I got one last week or whatever. A little hard for me to keep track. Well, here you go. Merry Christmas. And but you didn't know you were going to get those, did you? I mean, you didn't know it was coming. It was a surprise. Unexpected surprise, but a good surprise. Nothing to get too excited about, I'll assure you, but it was a surprise. Jesus is coming back. He was here 2,000 years ago, born in a stable, the Nativity. Great display, by the way. Fritz was sharing with me that it gets kind of weird sometimes the way their eyes follow you around. I told him that didn't bother me. The other day I was in here, when I turned around, one of them was standing behind me. But we celebrate the birth of Christ. And we also look forward with hope to his second coming. And we have no idea when that's going to be. But a lot of people will tell you that they know when it's going to happen. They know exactly what it is we have to do. Be careful. Bonnie and I, we went shopping Friday night. We went to Smoky Bones to eat. Love that place. And then from there, we went across the road to Hempfield Square or whatever it's called, and we did some shopping. And when we left, I was trying to figure out how to get out of the parking lot to get back out to 30. And Bonnie saw these cars, about five of them, going down behind Lowe's. She said, "Follow them cars." I said, "Yeah, they must be going to 30. So I followed those cars. And I followed them, and I followed them. And five cars, and then there were four, and then three, and got down to two cars. And we still hadn't come across any Route 30. And I'm thinking, we should probably go back. We kept thinking, we've got to come across 30. It's just got to find some major road or something. And finally, the last car pulled into a driveway. And the next thing we saw was a sign that said, "Welcome to New Stanton." I have no idea what road we were on. It was night. I had no idea. But there, I said, "Look, there, the turnpike." She said, "Well, Arona Road is right up here, I think." And we picked up Arona Road and came home. Well, I followed those cars in front of me blindly, assuming they were going where I wanted to go. They would get me home. And that turned out not to be the case. I don't want you to follow me blindly. I am going to preach to you the Word of God. I'll do some silly things, wear hats and stuff, you know, to try to make things entertaining and understandable and memorable to you. But it is my intention to always stick to the Word of God. If you don't agree with something that I see in the Word of God, talk to me about it or talk to somebody about it. But don't follow me blindly. Do not follow televangelists on TV blindly. A lot of people do that. The Bible tells us to test the spirits. And what Paul meant by that was that we should make sure that what somebody is talking about is scriptural. Find it in scriptures. Because the only thing that we can count on in life, the only thing we can depend on, is the Word of God. Too many people go on the wrong way because they put their faith and trust in something else. They put their hope into some person. How many people here remember Heaven's Gate? Heaven's Gate, it was a cult. You know, and it just kind of boggles the mind, doesn't it? A man comes along and he convinces a bunch of people that there's a spaceship in the tail of the Halley Comet. You know, the Halley's Comet's coming by the Earth. It's got this long, fiery tail. And inside that fire, there's a spaceship. And if they commit suicide at just the right time, that they can end up on that spaceship and have perfect health and live forever. And so a lot of those folks were found lying dead on these cots with a bag packed at the foot of the cot. Duh. I mean, that just... Boy. Jimmy Jones convinced a whole lot of people that the way to eternal life was through suicide. I think it was the Jehovah Witnesses in the 70s, they met in Three Rivers Stadium on a specific day at a specific hour because that's when Jesus Christ was coming back. And a lot of them sold their property, sold their businesses, and they went to Three Rivers Stadium, and then they went home disappointed. Don't follow blindly. Don't follow blindly. Don't leave it up to the person out front to interpret the scriptures for you all by themselves. Test the spirits. Be prepared. Because there'll be two men working in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. There'll be two women working. One will be taken and one will be left. The one that's taken is the one that's prepared. The one that's left is the one who's not prepared. Time is growing short. Matthew 24, verse 42 says, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come." Keep watch. Be prepared. Romans chapter 13, verses 12 through 14. The night is nearly over. The night is the rat race. The night is this world. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. And that's when Jesus returns. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. This is how we're being told to prepare, to put on the armor of light. You want to put on the armor of light? Go to Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10. Read about the armor of God, 10 through 18. Put on the armor of God. And Romans 13 goes on to say, "Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the flesh." In other words, let us pick up our cross daily and follow Jesus. Let us crucify the desires of the flesh and let's do what God wants us to do by following the Word of God, doing what the Word of God says to do, living our lives for Christ. Be good stewards. Repent of our sins. Study the Word of God so nobody can lead us astray. Don't follow blindly. Pray without ceasing. Praise the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit continually. And get out of the boat. Get involved in ministry, which shows that we are walking the talk and not just talking the walk. It shows that we truly believe what we say we believe when we get involved in ministry. And my brothers and sisters, there is no retirement in the Bible. None. That's how we get prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Don't let anybody lead you around by the nose. Christmas is almost here. My favorite time of the year. It just goes so fast. And Bonnie bought me a license plate for my vehicle, and it says, "Help, I'm preaching and I can't shut up." And I'm feeling very Christmassy right now, and I just feel like gabbing. Let's just talk, you know, but I know you're saying, "Oh, come on. Shut up already." Okay, all right. God loves you. So do I.
Thank you.
Well, you've got to go home and finish getting ready for Christmas. Presents need to be bought and wrapped. Cookies need to be baked, rolls baked, decorations put up, all kinds of stuff, right? Most importantly, though, you need to go home and get ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. You need to share that good news, that important news, that surprising news with your friends and family. You need to tell them, hey, Jesus is coming again. And when he does, it's over. It's done. It is finished. No more second chances. Now's the time to get right with Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to give the best gift of all for Christmas. Help us to give Jesus to our friends and our families, to our co-workers and neighbors. Come, Holy Spirit, and give us that boldness. We ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. Hello, coffee hour. Come on across the hall for coffee.